Hello.
I just recorded it. Get her to talk.
Well, I didn't know the battery had died, so I don't know how long she's been recorded for. Sure, I don't. Beth. Sleep up, it's fine. Are we going to go back to playing with these fridge magnets again? And we'll leave Granny's back door key alone. Beth, look. There's Mickey Mouse. And there's Donald Duck. Quack, 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 quack. Look, there's Granny's other magnets. Do you want this? Beth. We'll get this one. Excuse me. Ta-ta. Ta-ta. Don't stand under Granny's feet when she's on a stool, Beth. Come on. If she lands on you, you'll be flat as a pancake.
Thanks, I won't.
You would be. There we go.
No, I'm trying to put in an ordinary roll in that, but it doesn't work. Matched into that.
We're going to have a wee look at the washing machine. Huh? Granny's washing machine's not like ours, Beth. It doesn't open like that.
Thank goodness it's not.
No. Hers is like... Okay. You stop mumbling to yourself.
Hey. I have this problem every time I take one out.
Poor Granny.
And then I can
get... Her problems with tinfoil. Ours is like that as well. The tinfoil one doesn't click in as easily.
No.
Who's in this magnet? Is there wee piggies there? So wee piggy wiggins? That's a teddy bear that Sophie made for Granda. Mm-hmm. Oh dear.
Right.
Who's this?
Are we making something or are we going?
I'll make Beth's lunch shortly. It's only 5 past 11.
We decided we're getting something around.
I'll give her a wee nibble before we go and I'll give her a scone when we're out. Granny's going to take you for an ice cream, Beth.
There's another one. She's yawning still.
I know, but if she sleeps now, we won't sleep later, sure we
won't.
You
had a big sleep this morning.
You think that's funny?
Yes. Is that really funny?
Was it funny at 1 o'clock this morning? Pardon?
She went to sleep.
In my bed? What's about? What have we done?
That's always when we've done something naughty to go up. Oh.
Sometimes it's when we've dropped something. Or we've thrown our food.
Mum, you're doing very well. Yeah. Are we going to the swings? Where's Granda?
Oh, she just walks off on me. Hi, Beth.
Yes.
Put the magnets back.
Up you get.
On your feet, soldier. Come on.
Well, smiling baby. Happy baby. You'd agree to sit in my arms. And I was really beginning to fall asleep too. So your mummy came in and wake you.
Where's the key going? Left over there.
The key's in the wee shelf there.
Right. We'll have some cheese stuff.
Beth.
sandwich if we're not.
Anna! You want one? Beth, do you want a sandwich? Do you want some cheese? Do you want some cheese?
Do you want some of our hummus?
We could have some hummus and breadsticks before we go out, couldn't we?
Nice.
Are you looking at Grandad at the top of the stairs?
I like this, she's never having stairs.
I'll be glad to get back to the flat.
It's just those are dangerous. Oh, you see all the books now, the banister is glass. Can you imagine trying to keep that? Bye-bye. Bye.
Baby Beth.
Bye-bye.
For goodness sake, you're coming up here like a panther.
We're going to play with the gate.
Oh, dear. Well,
we'll get you some clothes on after you've had something to eat. Get closed. And open. Is that good fun? You watch your fingers. Oh, you've only got 10 of them.
Boo.
Are you going to play peekaboo? I'm definitely with her, she's at the top of the stairs. No, but Beth's about to be in the bathroom.
Will I get the humus out?
It's hard to know what she's going to want to eat when her breakfast was so late, but then if you don't give her anything, you're in trouble.
There's stacks of food.
No, I know, but I think we need to decide. Beth, leave the toilet seat alone, darling. That's dirty.
No, it's dirty.
Oh, no, we'll leave that alone. Come on. We'll go downstairs and see Granny and Grandad again. Oh, there's somebody at the door.
That's it, sorry.
Okay,
thank you very much. Bye.
What's the postman?
It's the postman.
Look. Is that for... Yeah. We won't let you play with the box then, because she'd be cross.
Mm. Right, Mum was sick.
You okay?
Don't let me forget that pastry bin.
I won't forget your pastry.
Right. We have mushroom pate,
hummus,
raspberries, strawberries.
Right, I know you don't need to list everything that's in the fridge. Well, what do you think, Beth? We've had mushroom pate for 2 days. So now, do you want to see if she wants just some hummus or a bit of fruit? Because it's more just to tide her over. Isn't it, darling?
Do you want raspberries?
Do you want a wee bit of cheese as well? She'll have some wee bit of cheese.
Does she like brie or ordinary?
Does she like brie? She's one. She's got to give her a bit of cheddar.
Right.
Mind you had halloumi and you liked that, but...
I forgot, I'll have to grate more so he likes to grate it over.
I find you open your boogers all day.
Right, we'll get the sticks.
Wee bit of cheese.
Where's the sticks?
Okay.
Oh.
You know what?
You're all right. Can you please sit in your high chair for a minute, Miss Bay? I know you don't like it.
Hey!
Gonna get some cheese. Gonna pop you in.
Cheese,
if you please.
Put that thing on her now.
You have to pull a wee bit up between her legs in the high chair, because otherwise she'd be sliding out, wouldn't you, Miss Bay?
Yes.
You would.
Nice.
That's so good.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Gotta keep your bib on.
Yeah, Mom, I'm going to. Yeah. She may not be hungry, she said she had her breakfast.
Beth, there you go.
And there's strawberries.
Ta-ta.
I'll have to wait for the rest of Sophie's.
Ta-ta. Hey! You know better than that. Ta-ta. You are a monkey.
Nice. Ta-ta.
Well, we'll get you some new breadsticks out.
Would you like something?
Okay, at the minute, I'll just get Beth sorted out. Yeah? We'll get a drink of water. Ta-ta, you're a good girl. You okay? I did get her wee Ella snacks with us, and if she's hungry, she has something to tide her over. Don't you, Baba? I've got those wee Ella's pups with me.
Baba!
Huh?
They're like Scottish strawberries, are pretty good.
Beth, do you want a wee breadstick? Good girl.
They are Scottish strawberries.
They are.
She absolutely adores humans.
I'm just not so convinced she ever wants to eat the breadstick, are you? You just want to eat all the humus off it? Yes. You can get used to Asda humus when you get home because Mummy's not shopping at Marks and Spencer's. There you go. Yeah, Granny shops there, Mummy doesn't. Is that nice? Ha ha. I haven't cleaned your teeth yet today, Miss Bay. I'll have to do that before we go out. Won't we? More human?
More.
Hygiene's not at the forefront here.
And Oliver Twist, more?
Double dipping in the humus tub. Ta-ta! Whoa. Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't give her too much cheese because she gets it quite a lot, don't you? You've still got some here, haven't you? Yeah? Yummy, yummy.
No, not in your hair. You're going out. You don't want it in your hair.
Where are we going?
I think we're going up to Carrick to the swings, and then maybe go in. Well, either the garden centre or Eleanor's.
Do you want to go to a coffee shop, Beth?
Eleanor's is actually quite small to get, to get a wheelchair. I don't know if she has them. I suppose she has.
Okay. Well, me and Beth are happy to go wherever the scones are good, aren't we?
No, we're late. They won't have scones now. They take scones away.
No. That's Beth, why are you hitting yourself in the head? Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Because she starts the lunches, then the scones are usually gone. The gorgeous treacle scones last time. I haven't been for a long time, and then about 3 months or 4 months ago, Danny and I were up, and lovely treacle scones. No, tell me that, it was Catherine and I and Sophie.
I don't think we get those. I just don't look. I don't think we get them in Scotland. I haven't had treacle scones since I was at home, Beth. Don't you put it in your hair?
Any baby eats as much as you eat, says
she's going to be like a baby, skinny arms and legs. Aren't you, Bea? Yes.
Are we having more of that? Or are we cut up strawberries?
I think she's had enough. We'll get some strawberries and raspberries after. You have to wait, let's just finish what she's eating, otherwise she gets so distracted by the new things on the... Don't you? This is why you don't have your tights on yet, because you're rubbing it into your legs. Aren't you? Uh-huh. That hair's some sin.
Hey, comedian. Aren't you?
Oh, no, 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 not in your hair, Baba, please.
You don't want to keep us in your hair when you're going out. No, it's not a good look.
Oh, dear. Ha-ha! You're a messer. Back in the fridge. I don't think I want to dip my crisps in this hummus anymore, Beth.
It's very good.
There's about 1,000 slivers in it.
I think I did overshop again,
considering
I'm going away on Saturday.
Granny always overshops, Beth. Yeah.
It'll be the beneficiary of what's left.
Yeah?
Gosh, we're going to put, I must say, Daddy's to put the other seat in the car for Sophie.
Well, we can meet her at school and then walk up home.
Oh, we have to put the... No, because I have to bring her home, do her homework, get her changed into her brownie uniform, get her dinner at 4:30 for to pick her up. So, it's all go. Not in your hair. No. No. I can see your brain going round. Yeah.
What, when you're thinking I have rubbed humus into my ankles?
Did you have a tooth thing today?
Oh, they were already tough.
You know where we sat in?
Oh, that's it. I'm only giving them, she's got sore gums. It's we Ashton Parsons cost a fortune.
Right.
I get £6 for 20. And if she's got sore gums, you give her, we give her one in the morning and one at night. Don't we, Baba?
But she hasn't had her hands in her mouth today, so probably
not. No, she's too busy having them in her hair. What are you all about? Miss B. We'll have some raspberries and strawberries.
Oh, no.
You are.
And that's not nice. No.
Look.
Nice girls don't do that. Oh, there. I think I'll be thinner when you go home. I'm picking up things when I'm over. That's like having a mouse.
Is that nice?
Oh, Beth.
Well, you certainly won't be vitamin deficient anyway.
Are you sure there's nothing
in my diet? I'm okay, thank you, at the minute. I'll just get Mrs. sorted. Well, wait, we'll fill up your wee belly wound.
I'm trying to be so good.
Oh,
I not get into my holiday clothes?
It was nice. She stuffs the bed like somebody who's never eaten.
She packs an appetite. But it's still good food.
I know, but it's just the way she eats it. It's as if, have you actually tasted it, Beth, or is it just straight down?
And the only thing she eats are really healthy.
You liking raspberries now?
Apparently. Just don't go in the muncher.
Three wee funny face there if she wouldn't eat her oranges and then she would never been out.
Is she eating all that? Because she's stuffing her mouth with them.
Well, there's nowhere else that can go.
No, but...
There's not much chewing involved in a raspberry.
No, well, those few teeth she can pack it in. How many teeth has she got at the back?
There's two at the top row at the back coming through.
Right.
And she's at the five at the front for ages. No, get that into you first and don't rub your hair. Her gums just look as if she's been... We're waiting for an explosion of teeth.
They've been puffy since I was... When I was over, what's that, six or...
But the ones at the back are quite...
That was 8 weeks ago, because I had to go to the hospital that day.
The ones at the back are quite far through.
Oh.
Aren't you, Beth?
That's right. I went to the hospital and then flew over to you in the evening. That's what it is.
Okay.
And down there, the front was puffy then, because I said to
that was a job well done, miss. A job well done. I'm going to say thank you, Granny. You've eaten all her strawberries.
Granny!
Granda, where's Granda? Call him again. Where's Granda?
Where's he gone?
Dear
knows. It's anybody's guess.
He's always in the garage.
Right, we'll get your bib off.
That's his hiding hole.
Okay, Beth. Right, we will go and get you dressed, okay?
Oh,
yeah? Go and get your wee dress and change your nappy.